So
you see, in this same, in a way, just continuing on this theme a little bit, this kind of sensing that there were moments of greater danger than other moments. At the end in Ojai, when Krishnaji wanted us, remember there was a period,
yes,
he wanted us to not leave, and we were to.
That's right.
We were never to leave him alone, and there was a moment of particular danger. I think we both slept on the floor that night.
We both slept on the floor. When he
otherwise
got off the plane.
Otherwise, we were taking turns. But that one night, it was somehow.
Yes,
it was.
Yes.
And then the next day, he said, "It's passed."
It's passed. That's right. And what the first thing he said to me when he came back that time, if you remember, I brought his car.
Yeah,
and drove him back, and
yeah,
you and Pertury went back with Mark Lee,
yes,
and all the luggage,
yes,
followed. And the minute he got in the car, he said, "I must tell you something very serious. You mustn't leave me alone for even a moment for the next 48 hours." He didn't explain why, but it was danger. It was, in a way, like what he told me what to do in the hospital. We'll get all that later. The thin line between living and dying, which he said was the way he lived, the danger would be that he would slip away, as he put it, during the operation or afterwards.
Yes, but now
and
I
must somehow prevent it. We'll come to that later.
That's slightly different, isn't it? Because that wasn't a sense of this menace. That was a sense of hers perhaps slipping away,
yes,
and you were to prevent it.
Yes.
But this other is like an active menace that somehow,
yes,
is,
yes, something
waxing
was,
or waning.
Was,
and it was
some extraneous thing was threatening or trying to threaten in some way. It's curious, because this is all out of sync with what the story. But since it comes up, I suppose we should just talk about whatever we think of.
Yeah.
Especially the last few years, he had this feeling about darkness, that there was kind of, when the sun is gone, the forest, which he loved and was a wonderful place to be, evil went into the forest at night, and he said he would never go into a forest alone.
I remember something like that. I remember something like that, and there was a very strong sense of menace,
yes,
in a.
But there was protection. I said, "Would you go in with me?" And he said, "Yes, but only if you were there." And for instance, at Ojai, apparently he wouldn't have gone out of the house at night alone, walked to Arivihara, for instance, once it was dark. If I went with him, I mean, he had no occasion to go, but I asked, "What if?" And he said, "No, he wouldn't." It's as though something menacing, something evil, would come with darkness, could creep into an otherwise benign. And much love place.
Yeah.
It's curious, isn't it?
It's very curious. It's very curious because, for a lot of reasons, but here was something that had a great deal of reality for Krishnaji.
Yes.
But he never brought it into his teachings.
No.
Now, I can easily understand why, because of the superstition and the hysteria and all the imaginations
what
that people
would do with this.
People would just make a hash of it,
I
could just see. But it was something that was very real for Krishnaji.
Well, he said very categorically, if you like, there is such a thing as good and evil.
Yeah.
And one is not the other face of the other. There's no relation between the two.
Yes.
But both exist.
Also, sorry, am I interrupting you?
No.
Also, I would just say this. When Krishnaji, this first time when he was talking with us about it, and I can tell you exactly where we got to that part of the conversation, we were on the walk, and we had just...
In Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. In coming up through the mountains from Tannig.
Yes.
And it was just where the path comes out to the road.
Yes.
Where he finally got to, and we kind of stopped and talked about it.
Yes.
But it was just in that part of the walk. And as Krishnaji was speaking about it also, he spoke very hesitantly, as though he felt he had to say some of these things. I think because I was forcing it with my questioning, in a way. But he also said something, it's not a quote, but something about you have to be very careful about talking about it because you invited it.
I was about to say that very thing. He said to me several times, it's better not, you shouldn't talk about evil, it invites